Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dallas Keuchel could be heading to the New York Yankees, which I'm not going to lie. If I see Dallas Keuchel in a Yankee uniform, it would be weird. It would be very, very awkward. It would not only be weird just because I think of him as an Astro, but it's the last place where I would want to see Dallas Keuchel in a uniform, especially given the fact that they're the Astros' biggest threat right now in the American
League. And he would have to shave.
Would he?
Yes.
Are they still doing that?
Yeah.
They need to move past that.
You play well. I mean, I agree with you on that, but you play for the Yankees, you can't have facial hair.
Yeah, they need to move past that. Let's get with the times. People have beards now, so hopefully they would allow him. But either way, Dallas Keuchel.
Can you imagine?
Dallas Keuchel without a beard? I don't even know what he looks like. I don't think I've even seen his face in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But of all the awkward things and all the possible awkward things that you could see in sports, to me, the most awkward thing that I've ever seen, and from a Houston perspective, is Hakeem Olajuwon in a Raptors
uniform. No question.
That is undoubtedly probably the strangest thing that I've seen. Nolan Ryan in a Rangers uniform was a little bit weird.
Yeah, but then he excelled.
But he did his thing. But
Hakeem that's like Olajuwon Montana at first with the Chiefs. I was weird. Like, ooh. But then he played well, so you're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
What are some of the weirdest things that you've Tony seen Parker. You had to look at? Tony Parker in a Raptors jersey?
Yep, that was bizarre. I mean, the guy played, how many years? Just like Olajuwon, you know, all those years in one uniform. Also, Jerry Rice in a Raiders.
And Seahawks. And
Seahawks.
With those damn braids, those fadeaway braids.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell my
Jerry
man
Rice is a
there.
Niner, man.
Those braids braids were all the way back below the ear. That was terrible. But I don't want to see Dallas Keuchel in a Yankees uniform, but it looks like it's going to happen. And it's going to be strange just to see how he handles the beard. When you have a beard that long, how quick does it grow back as well? That seems like it'll grow back pretty quick.
Case by case. Some people grow it a lot easier than others. You know, like a lot of guys will grow a beard real easily, real quickly. I grow a beard real quickly, but I don't know how much it would curl or grow long. Because, you know, I when I was young, and you can't tell now, but I had really curly hair. So I wonder if my beard would just kind of curl up. I've never really tried to grow it that long.
I don't want to see that. I really don't. But you also, speaking of the Houston Astros, and the Astros win again yesterday 11-5. I mean, they just can't lose. It's almost getting ridiculous. They now got the best record in the American League, despite the fact three-fourths of the HEB commercials are out, with Springer, Altuve, and Correa out, and just all these minor league guys just stepping up. Tony Kemp hits a homer yesterday. Robinson Chirinos hits another home run. It's getting a little bit ridiculous, but you're calling your shot for Monday. You say next week we're finally going to see what we've been wanting to see with the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I think we're going to have Yordan in an Astros uniform by Monday.
Let's get hype.
Dang right, let's get hype. Because I think I forget what the term is. It's a funky baseballism. That, you know, they don't want to waste a year. They'll lose a year of control if they called him up before the whatever arbitration date it's called. And that's this week. So I think they're going to – all these excuses, all these reasons for not bringing him up are going to all of a sudden vanish, you know, because they're going to be able to bring him up without losing the year of control.
There's some good ones on the text line talking about awkward sights. We're talking about Dallas Keuchel potentially being a New York Yankee as the final stretch of the season begins. Earl Campbell as a Saint had to be a little bit weird. Andre Johnson as a Titan and Colts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that we almost forgot that conveniently.
I forgot that he was a Titan. I mean, as a Colt was bad enough.
I think it kind of sucks because Andre didn't really have much success when he went to those teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, part of me, even as someone who wants the Texans to do well, I don't think it really would have hurt me if the Colts would have won the Super Bowl and I would have got to see Andre Johnson win a Super Bowl. As much as I don't want the Colts to win Super Bowls, I don't think it would really upset me. But I think some people probably wouldn't be happy for Andre Johnson as much as they are.
Yeah.
I damn sure won't be happy for Dallas Keuchel if the Yankees beat the Astros.
No, because he could still become a Twin also. And that's a danger team all of a sudden. You know, the Minnesota Twins.
He just doesn't seem like a Minnesota guy.
I mean, where the money's right and where you can have some success.
Minnesota, you know how cold that is?
Yeah, he's from Arkansas. That's not that cold, I guess.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go to Minnesota. I can promise you Dallas Keuchel would much rather be a New York Yankee than he would a Minnesota Twin. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. We're going to ask Stanford about this, the lame duck head coach, in regards to Mike D'Antoni. It seems like that this is going to be accepted, and Mike D'Antoni is going to come in his final year. Do you think eventually, you know, because we've seen the public rift between Tillman Fertitta and Mike D'Antoni, do you think eventually that cooler heads are going to prevail and this is just going to go by the wayside and we're not going to hear about it anymore?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think there's already a pretty good divide within the four-headed monster, if you will, that is in charge of the Rockets, Fertitta, Morey, Tad Brown, and obviously Mike D'Antoni. I mean, anything's possible. I could see where they finally sit down, and they've sat down, you know, collectively all four in the past at the end of the year to talk about assistant coaches and such. Now, that's where kind of this divide happened, because if you want to hear the Rockets' perspective, as I understand it, they were all on the same page of getting, you know, replacing assistant coaches. But then Mike D'Antoni says, you're going to have to ask Daryl Morey about that. So there's an immediate divide right there. You know, on the one hand, we've heard, you and I, that they were all on the same page and needed to move on from the assistant coaches. And then immediately after that, D'Antoni says, no, ask him because I don't know anything. And then there's another example of like Mike D'Antoni, you know, in this negotiation to finally get his contract extension, this contract extension that Tillman Fertitta is talking about, and the Rockets front office, you know, in essence, making it clear that they want Mike D'Antoni back. They want to get this contract done. And then Mike D'Antoni ends the discussion. So there's conflicting stories, no matter what side you think is right, there's conflicting stories. I think it's going to be hard to get past that.
I think the thing that concerns me about the Rockets, if we're talking about all the moves that are going to be made, the thing that concerns me is, and I know how bad the contract is, and I think over time we'll look back at this Chris Paul trade and we could potentially talk about it being one of the worst moves that Morey's made just because of how much he's aging at a faster rate than even they expected, and because it's lined up
right
with the prime of James Harden. I'm concerned that they're just going to trade Chris Paul just to trade him, and they're not going to make their team better at all in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my concern. If you are able to move Chris Paul, I guess you got to tip your cap to Daryl Morey. But I'm a little bit concerned that despite everything that we say, the Rockets still were, you know, threatening the Warriors, if you will, even though they went down in the manner in which they did. I'm worried that they're just going to trade Chris Paul to trade Chris Paul, and that somewhat concerns me because I think they take even more of a step back than they did this season.
Well, they're going to be paying him, so you might as well, you know, use him next year. Now, if they somehow can get somebody to take over that contract, what are you going to have? I mean, you're going to have an opportunity to add somebody, but Anthony Davis? I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you get rid of Chris Paul? Because they're not going to just sit with James Harden, right?
No, I mean, they're... That's really,
they're taxing James Harden big time right now.
But it's going to be difficult to move Chris Paul. Now, if the Lakers come in and do something, maybe you get Alonzo Ball and the Lakers take that salary or whatever. But it's going to be hard. I just hope that Daryl Morey, and let's be honest, he can make moves for days, and he's going to be able to use the mid-level exception this year, unlike last year when they didn't really use it. But I'm worried that they're going to trade Chris Paul just to trade Chris Paul. Did you see this story about Kawhi Leonard? We're talking about, you know, guys moving around this summer and the Rockets potentially moving Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard, he's going to be highly coveted. Some people think he might re-sign with Toronto, but he's been linked to Los Angeles, you know, for the last couple seasons. He's involved with a lawsuit with Nike over a trademark of a logo that he says that he designed himself. It's a claw. He's now with New Balance, and he's not able to use the logo because Nike has it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what the Clippers did here in this lawsuit trying to get involved? They tried to buy the logo from Nike so that as part of their pitch to Kawhi Leonard, they could just give him the logo.
That's incredible. That's a great move.
How is that not tampering, but Doc Rivers it's coming not out tampering. Saying Kawhi Leonard's
you can
a good
buy
player?
It. It's not tampering.
Come on, man. That's dirty, man. Mm-hmm. That's just
I think it's
dirty.
Brilliant.
But I will say this. If we're talking about Nike and we're talking about Kawhi Leonard, you know, in this lawsuit, who's the most powerful guy at Nike right now?
Well, what's his name?
Athlete.
Oh, athletes? LeBron.
I mean, you got to think that if LeBron James is trying to get Kawhi Leonard to come to the Lakers, and there have been reports that LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard have had these talks about him coming to the Lakers,
mm-hmm.
you got to think LeBron James can call Nike and say, hey, give Kawhi his logo back so he can use it with New Balance. He's coming to join me in Los Angeles. Well, you got to think LeBron James can make that phone call,
he can.
Right?
I still keep going back to those not-so-secret dinners and parties that LeBron has had with Chris Paul there. Now, you saw the one this past weekend. First, they had dinner in a very public place. It was LeBron, Chris Paul, and was it Melo? No, somebody else. And then he had the Memorial Day party, and he was posting videos on Instagram with him and Chris Paul smoking cigars in his backyard. So I think LeBron and Chris Paul are getting kind of chummy again, and they might have an end game here. So can you imagine getting Chris Paul, making a deal with the Lakers? Rockets would be fine in that case because you're going to get someone like, what, Kuzma? I don't know. Something like that. Get rid of the contract. But then it, all of a sudden you got the Lakers with LeBron and Chris Paul.
I just don't know if I just don't know if I want to trade Chris Paul just to trade him. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Always like to hear from loopholes. Let's go to John. John, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey guys. This conversation with the Rockets. This year they had us all excited, and then people just seem to be forgetting about how close we are and not appreciating the excitement that we had this year and last year, and like acting like, man, no big deal, or you know, we weren't even close, and we're still close. Now, if you break it apart, which you know probably isn't even our choice with the D'Antoni and the you know Fertitta conflict, but I mean, we're so close. Why even think about blowing it up?
Well, I think you kind of answered that question because there's that conflict, and you know how it is in any work environment, any workplace. When there's underlying issues, they just always tend to fester and get worse. I'm with you. You know, if I'm the owner, I wouldn't be an out front owner like Tillman Fertitta, you know, negotiating publicly. I'd just tell my general manager, figure it out, get it, make it to work, make it work, or else you know you're in trouble too. But I think they're beyond the, hey, just figure it out mode right now.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, John. Bottom line is, I don't look at this season as a success. The way in which you lost, losing to the Warriors is one thing, but the way in which they lost Game 6, I can't look at it as a success. But I am with him. I don't want to break it up just to break it up. If you have to hashtag run it back, go ahead and run it back. Don't trade Chris Paul just to trade Chris Paul. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. There's a move the Texans need to make, and I'm going to tell you what that move is. And Romeo Crennel, he says J.D. Clowney is going to have some serious, serious hurdles to overcome when he does arrive with the Texans. We'll hear from him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.